and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Mass shootings have us all on edge, particularly the issue of gun control. Bob Barr said, "It's not a gun control problem, it's a cultural problem." There's a sense deep in most people that the real matter is more than legislation. How do you legislate morality, really? Laws can stem the tide, but once the immoral level of water rises, the dams burst and disaster follows. So how are we to respond? One way is to do so personally, from the heart. Our featured guest today will do just that for us. Here at the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, we exist in light of the current issues of the day to lead you to faith in Jesus Christ. Jesus is relevant. He's relevant to our lives, what we go through, what we face. We want you to know how much Jesus loves you no matter what you're going through, that because of what he did for us, his death on the cross for our sins, the shedding of his blood on that cross for our sins, his burial and his resurrection allows us, through faith in Christ alone, to have a personal relationship with Almighty God. And that's our hope today, that if you don't know Christ, if you're listening in, seeking, searching, hoping that God would have a word for you, that you would not only hear a word, but know that that word comes from a loving heart of a loving God, just for you. And for you to put your trust in the finished work of Christ that he did over 2,000 years ago for you. And if you're walking with the Lord and looking to grow in your faith, that this program will encourage you and inspire you in a very relevant way. Dr. Michael Longenow is the chair of Biola University's Department of Journalism. He's also the advisor of the Chimes newspaper. During his tenure at Biola, he's overseen the rapid expansion of journalism within the university, hiring new faculty members in the fields of photojournalism, broadcast journalism, and public relations. He's led the department in a convergent approach to teaching and a cross-cultural approach to career preparation, encouraging students to become fluent in other languages and to participate in study abroad programs. As a teenager, Dr. Longenow attended the same high school Ernest Hemingway attended, working as an editorial cartoonist on the same school newspaper Hemingway once worked for. Dr. Longenow attended Wheaton College, earning a BA in political science, and completed the University of Illinois' graduate program in news editorial journalism. During his early days as a reporter, he freelanced for the Chicago Tribune and Sun-Times, as well as smaller weeklies like Metro Chicago. Dr. Longenow was invited in 1989 to teach news editorial journalism at Asbury College in Kentucky. And while at Asbury, he completed a doctorate at the University of Kentucky. Dr. Longenow lives in Riverside, California with his wife Robin and their three children, Ben, Matt, and Sarah. Join me in this pre-recorded interview with Dr. Michael Longenow. I'm here with Dr. Michael Longenow. He's the chairman of the Biola University Journalism Department, and it's a blessing to be with him today to share some of the integral things that he has experienced in his life that relate with you. Dr. Longenau, where did you grow up?
I grew up in the Chicago area. I was born in the city of Chicago, and then when I was very young, I moved to Oak Park, which is a suburb on the west side.
What was it like growing up in Chicago?
It was kind of a mix of ethnicities, especially for my family, just because of my dad's heritage and my mom's. My mother is Mexican, and her parents came to Chicago from Mexico when my mother in the 1920s. So my mother was born into a Mexican family, and then my dad came to this country when he was 12 from the Ukraine. And so his arrival here was kind of hard. And so for me, my ethnic heritage really shaped a lot of my growing up years.
Do you speak Spanish?
I speak Spanish. I speak very little Russian, but I know a little bit of Russian.
Huh. Doctor, who would you say influenced you most in your growing up years?
Probably my grandfather on my dad's side. He was a mentor, just a person that spoke God's truth into my life in a lot of different ways, and was a real example of just what a godly man ought to be.
What was it about Grandpa?
His courage and his critical perspective on American culture and what it meant to be a believer in the United States. This was the 1960s and 70s when I was growing up, and so the whole country was kind of exploding, and there was just all this unrest happening, but my grandfather was a real voice for reason and just God's perspective on truth through all of that. And at the time, I didn't quite grasp the depth of what he was saying, but the older I get, the more I just see the enormous wisdom he had.
When did you begin to develop an interest in journalism?
I tell people that I developed the interest by delivering newspapers. As a kid, I got a paper route. I delivered the Chicago Tribune, the Chicago Sun-Times. Got up at 5 o'clock and put a rubber band around a whole cart full of papers, and then would push them down the street and toss them up on people's doorsteps. And so that got me reading the paper and understanding the importance of journalism. My parents weren't journalists. My dad's an engineer. My mother was a nurse. But they got the paper, and my dad was a reader of Newsweek magazine, Life magazine. And so I think I saw journalism coming into my house, and I saw the importance of it. But I actually chose to study journalism when I was in college.
Now, what influence does the name Ernest Hemingway have on your career?
Well, he was an influential kind of force in my schooling. But I also attended the high school that Ernest Hemingway attended, and the high school newspaper staff that I served on was the same high school newspaper he served on when he was in high school as well. And I think his style of writing is something that I was always very impressed with.
Now, you were also a cartoonist, weren't you?
I was a cartoonist for the high school newspaper. I didn't actually write for the paper, maybe at all. Maybe they gave me one piece. I can't even remember. But it was mostly I was an editorial cartoonist, and that's because I've always loved cartoons and used to copy Mad Magazine cartoons. I used to like reading Peanuts when I was a kid. And so I just developed kind of a style of cartooning. And I just went to the editors and said, I think I can illustrate your editorials if you let me. And they said, okay, here's one, do it. And I made a cartoon right there on the spot, and they were amazed, and they said, you're hired. You're the editorial cartoonist. So I did that for 2 years in high school, and I actually did that in college as well, at Wheaton College.
So you saw the Lord sort of orchestrating and putting things together in your life. How did you become a Christian?
I became a Christian. I say that my first experience with the Lord was in the basement of a Russian Baptist church, where I saw a Sunday school teacher just asked us if we wanted to accept Jesus into our heart. I was 8 years old at the time, and I just made the intellectual assent to accepting Jesus. It didn't really connect in my life, though, until I was 13, and I went to a camp up in Michigan. It's called Pine Trail Camp, and it's in the southern part of Michigan. Went there and really just sensed I needed to take God seriously.
For every person, every one of us, we have our own story to tell when it comes to not only our upbringing, regardless where we grew up, but when it comes to our relationship with Christ, it's all so personal. And as Dr. Michael Longenau shares, his own relationship with Christ grew. Yes, he was raised in a Christian home, but he had to come to a place in his own life where he made a decision for Christ. Now, you come from a place where it may be relatable to many people where you are today, or you may have come from somewhere far away, but your experience of where you were raised is unique. And so the experiences that you've had, some of those experiences may be tough to think about or to reflect on, and others joyous, but they all make you the unique person that you are. In addition to that, when it comes to relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, he takes all of what was put into you, good, bad, and those seemingly indifferent parts of life, and he wants to take that, and he does take that, and he'll redeem that all for the purpose that he has for your life, and in a way that will be a blessing to you, to many others. And you know what? It will bring the Lord God much, much glory. When we come back from our break, you're going to hear from Dr. Michael Longenau. We're sort of just setting things up. He'll share more about his faith and how that relates to an experience that he had in his life that's related to gun and gun control, and actually something quite tragic that took place that has marked him in an indelible way. Have you ever had those moments where you have been marked in an indelible way? How has Christ allowed you to live through that? How has Christ, or does Christ actually help people make it through those times and make sense of those moments that seem so dastardly painful? Well, Dr. Longenau will share about his story. It will relate to your story in some unique way. That's why you want to stay with us, okay? Stay with us now. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
On a dark, howling winter night, 18-year-old Danny Yamashiro fell headfirst 400 feet from historic Poly Ridge. Massive head injuries, crushed organs, and a shattered ankle changed his life, becoming a radio host, pastor, author, and worldwide evangelist. In his book, Paradise Calls, Danny recounts his personal journey and how God turned debilitating depression, isolation, and failure into a calling that reaches hundreds of thousands.
New York Times bestselling author Stephen Mansfield writes, Danny Yamashiro's story reveals the power of this call so vibrantly that we are all infused with passion to take hold of our eternal purpose.
Get this riveting story as a free ebook today at thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Johnny Erickson Tata says Danny Yamashiro has turned every challenge into a cherished opportunity to point people to Jesus.
Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and download Paradise Calls free today. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Recently, I was watching the news and I saw, of course, the person who had recently committed, or allegedly committed, a mass shooting. I mean, just to come into a place and then open fire on innocent people who are watching a movie and leaving people dead, writhing in their own blood, people screaming in an utter panic. And then to see this person being standing in court. Well, the issue comes to bear, what to do. So everyone is up in arms when it comes to the issue of gun control. Some people say, hey, you know, it's a matter of safety. I need that. I need to have a gun, you know, in my home or in my possession to protect my family. Others would say, well, no, it should be banned, or we should enforce stricter laws so that less people can have it. And the debate goes back and forth, and on it goes. But where does it really lie? I mean, what's really taking place in the hearts of people? And how does it affect people who are victimized and their families? Well, our guest today, Dr. Michael Longenau, who is the chairman of the Biola University Journalism Department, Dr. Longenau has had some personal experiences. Before we took our break, he was sharing about his relationship with Christ. And then in this segment, he's going to share about what happened in his life. And in this program, we'll process some of that together. You're listening to The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and it is indeed a blessing to have you with us. To find out more about this show, to catch it in its entirety, if you're tuning in right now, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com for the free podcast and other resources. But for now, let's go back to this pre-recorded interview, the special moment with Dr. Michael Longenau.
And I just made the intellectual assent to accepting Jesus. It didn't really connect in my life, though, until I was 13 and I went to a camp up in Michigan. It's called Pine Trail Camp, and it's in the southern part of Michigan. Went there and really just sensed I needed to take God seriously. And from that summer of 1973, my life just completely turned around, like somebody turned the lights on, and all of a sudden everything was different. So depending on what your view of salvation is, you know, which one it was, I don't know. But I just know that in those early years, that's where I really got serious with God.
Doctor, what difference would you say Christ has made in your life?
He has transformed me into a person that sees the world as kind of a flat surface, into something that is multidimensional. The whole world, to me, is just this enormous work of art that God is making, and that he's shown me dimensions of life that I never could have seen if I didn't have his perspective. And it's just transformed everything. I see people differently. I see institutions, governments, business, anything you could name, to me, has a depth to it because it's something that God made. And so I see everything through his word, and hopefully through his perspective that he gives me.
So you look through the lens of the Word of God,
yeah,
and you see life in a multidimensional formed tapestry with many colors.
Yeah.
What would you say you're most passionate about?
I would say I'm most passionate about people and their learning to know who they are in the Lord. And that is different for every person I meet, depending on the amount of relationship God lets me have with people. So I ride the train to work every day. And there's just people that I meet in passing, and God lets me have an influence on them. It's very tangential. Some of them I see once, I may never see them again. There's students God puts in my life that I see more often, and I can have an influence on them from having had them in my class. So to me, that's what God's called me to do, is to be a change agent and to bring an understanding of God into people's lives, and if possible, bring them to know him.
Hmm. You're doing it. You do it on a daily basis. Why? Why so passionate about that?
Well, to me, I think all of us have this inner desire to be part of something bigger than themselves. That's especially true when we meet the Lord. And, you know, Martin Luther, when he was answering for his 95 Theses, he just said, "I here I stand, I can do no other." That's how I feel with the calling God has given me. I can't do anything else.
Hmm.
I'm happy they pay me to do this job, but there's a sense in which my ministry to students, my ministry to other people, would be here even if I wasn't being paid. It's what I'm called to do.
Hmm.
So that's the passion God's given me.
There's a clarity in this passion.
Yeah.
It's a clarity of expression. And an expression of love, a love for people,
yeah,
people that you come across, people that are in your life on a more regular basis, like your students. Speaking of students, recently this whole topic of gun control has come about because of students being killed, or whether it's in a school on the East Coast, whether it's in a movie theater, or another elementary school, middle school, or high school somewhere. You know, these mass shootings taking place. So, on the topic of gun violence and gun control, did something happen to a member of your family that makes it all very personal?
Yes. And this is a story I tell that has really impacted me. I'm very ambivalent about who should own a gun and this gun violence hits me very deeply, just because of what's happened in my family. My mother's mother died of a gunshot wound when my mother was 3, and to this day we don't know how that happened. We don't know if it was self-inflicted. We don't know if someone shot her. At the time that this happened, the South Side of Chicago was violent. It's still violent. Chicago is a very dangerous city because of gun violence. And so my mother has never really recovered from that. She to this day, I think, carries grief that's very real, and really has a longing to know her mother that she never really got to know because she was so young when her mother passed away. And then my dad's uncle died also of a gunshot wound. All the evidence indicates that was self-inflicted, and that he also shot his wife. And so that kind of violence in my family has just convinced me that the depravity that there is in human nature is just magnified when guns are involved in people's lives. And that's not to say people couldn't use other weapons or their bare hands to hurt other people. But there's something about guns that, to me, really can get out of control in homes, in neighborhoods, and it's something that's hit me deeply. And so it's something that I bring up to students to let them know that if they have faced gun violence in their families, that I'm a person they can come to for understanding if they just want to share. And that's been a real opening, I think, for some of my students to come and just be real with me.
Have you seen your mom process some of these feelings of, you know, an inability because of the circumstance to bring closure to things?
There's a level at which I can't see it because I'm her son, and I think children only see so much of what their parents deal with. But yes, I've seen how she's just tried to process the grief. When people that we cherish are taken out of our lives, it's just a natural human thing to have grief. And I think when we know the Lord, that there's a level of peace that He brings and of closure that He can bring if we trust Him and if we bring that to Him. And I think my mom has done that. It doesn't make the grief any less painful, and I think she carries some of that. And I think I'm not a psychologist, but I would suggest that is something everybody has, that they wrestle with maybe for their whole life when somebody's taken away.
That's Dr. Michael Longenau reflecting, sharing. Going back into part of his own history, bringing up some of his own experiences relating to gun violence. I mean, nowadays you see it all the time on television. You read about it in the newspaper or in your online news sources will give it to you. Our society is rampant. It could be arguably said that we are literally training our next generation of violence, people who will have the capacity to do violent acts. And we train them from simulators where they play as before they even become teenagers. They're called video games. And after a while, you just get desensitized. I mean, whether you're shooting a ghoulish person, a goblin of sorts, a zombie, or in a gun battle, in a simulated war scene, and they're so graphic when you actually watch it. I mean, the feeling of it, the sight of it, the real blood and guts kind of a thing. By the time a person gets to a certain age, there's a place where you may not necessarily know where you're crossing the line between fantasy or that of a game and actual reality. So it definitely has some kind of effect on people's psyches. And, you know, as Dr. Longenau said, you know, it has its deep roots and it's taken its toll on his own mom. And sometimes we don't even have the opportunity to bring closure to things because so much of it is shrouded in mystery as to what happens, whether there's evidence or lack of evidence of something that took place. Now, the reason I elaborate on these things is because it's very real in our society today, whether or not it has touched you in a deeply personal way, it happens. And on a deeper level, we need to begin looking at not only legislation, however important that is, and it is certainly that, very, very, very important, because sometimes that's, someone might say, well, that's the best we can do at this point, is to at least bring some legislation to bring about some law and order in our society. But the depth of the matter is, what's going on the inside of us? Really, what's going on in our heart? The changing of society for the better will eventually revert back to the necessity of a changed heart. And you may know, and I may know, we know that a changed heart comes through a supernatural, miraculous working of the Holy Spirit when a person puts their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Incredibly marvelous things take place on the inside of us because of that, in the midst of whatever situation we might be facing. We're going to take a break right now, and when we come back, Dr. Michael Longenau will explain further and process with us some of the things that he's experienced, and then share a little bit more about what he's doing there at Biola University, why the Lord has him there, and the strategic way in which the Lord is preparing the students at that school. You know, there are great educational institutions across the great nation of the United States of America. Biola University is certainly one of those. I certainly benefited personally. My wife Jamie and I benefited from graduating from there, but the experience that we had by being there. You may have your own experience. Dr. Longenau will share what he's doing. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
On a dark, howling winter night, 18-year-old Danny Yamashiro fell headfirst 400 feet from historic Poly Ridge. Massive head injuries, crushed organs, and a shattered ankle changed his life. becoming a radio host, pastor, author, and worldwide evangelist. In his book, Paradise Calls, Danny recounts his personal journey and how God turned debilitating depression, isolation, and failure into a calling that reaches hundreds of thousands.
New York Times bestselling author Stephen Mansfield writes, Danny Yamashiro's story reveals the power of this call so vibrantly that we are all infused with passion to take hold of our eternal purpose.
Get this riveting story as a free ebook today at thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Johnny Erickson Tata says, Danny Yamashiro has turned every challenge into a cherished opportunity to point people to Jesus.
Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and download Paradise Calls free today. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
As a full-time reporter for small dailies in Illinois and Georgia in the mid-1980s, Dr. Michael Longenow covered the 1988 Democratic National Convention, the home district of U.S. Representative Newt Gingrich. He talked about environmental issues, police news, the courts, civil rights, and urban planning. Dr. Longenow's reporting on racial inequities in one of Georgia County's voting patterns helped change that government's structure. Dr. Longenow is currently the chairman of the journalism department at Biola University. In fact, to find out more about Biola University, visit biola.edu. That's biola.edu. I don't know if you would know this, but Biola is actually an acronym. It started with actually being called the Bible Institute of Los Angeles. They're on Hope Street in downtown Los Angeles, but that's Biola. Find out more at biola.edu. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, my featured guest today. Well, Dr. Longenow is sharing in this pre-recorded interview a very heart-touching, deep story about his own life, a calamity that was a part of his family as a result of gun violence. And join us back here as we discuss further the implications that have taken place and the process that he has gone through.
And I think I'm not a psychologist, but I would suggest that is something everybody has, that they wrestle with maybe for their whole life when somebody's taken away.
You know, one way of looking at it, as I see, you know, there's debates going on. You know, there's large hearings taking place that can be seen on television or the internet. But it seems like there is a very private side to gun violence, where something happens, however a wound or a crime has taken place, the victims of it, as well as the family, which could also arguably be said to be victims, seemingly keep a private part of it to themselves. And it makes me wonder, how do people process? I mean, you make yourself available to students. It would seem like a decompression chamber for someone to be able to talk to you. How have students approached you? How has that brought about healing?
Yeah, it's interesting. I really haven't had that many students come and share specifically about gun violence, but they've shared about other griefs and other difficulties, whether it's divorce in the family or other tragedies. One of my students has had to miss class because she had to go pick up her father from prison.
Mm-hmm.
And just things like that in students' lives. They feel free to share with me when I'm vulnerable with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say teaching is should never be one way. It needs to be interactive. And so I share with them, they share with me, and over time the dialogue becomes something that we both learn from. And I am constantly learning from my students. And that's what makes teaching great. I just wouldn't want to do anything else, except maybe journalism on the side. Just because they share so much with me, and so that as I'm up open with them, they are able to share things with me, and what I sense is that they are able to process some things from having shared it. But I'm just one person, and God puts all kinds of people in their lives. So I guess I'm just one among many for them.
This hits home. You doing what you do with your students. When I was a student at Biola, I was a biblical studies theology major, and I was going through a really rough time with some struggles that I was having. And I talked to my Bible professor. I mean, he was teaching Romans out of the Greek New Testament. And I asked him, you know, if I could have a word with him. And he was up there in years. And I shared what I was going through. And, you know, doctor, he opened up. And I was taken aback by the way that he opened up. But it brought it was like a salve, a comfort, strength, almost like a feeling that it's going to be okay. You're not. These are things that people go through in life. And you're doing that. So it hits home to see that you are that professor today in the 21st century there at Biola, not only teaching a subject that is vibrant and impactful, but really reaching into the lives of your students. How do you feel the Lord has spoken to you regarding this issue of gun control, gun violence?
I think I've seen the importance of the amount of grief and pain that my students bring, it's also sobering to see how in this country so many people are taking the law into their own hands and taking vengeance into their own hands. It's a reminder that we live in a fallen world and that this world needs a savior. And I think I'm just reminded that Jesus provides victory over anything. I'm reminded of a story when Rick Warren's Purpose Driven Life first came out. There was a guy that broke into a woman's apartment or home and I think held this woman at gunpoint, and she, rather than trying to escape or anything, I think she was reading to him from this book and just showing him God's love. And he was eventually captured, but in the process, I think his heart was really turned to the Lord just by this person who was willing to show God's love to him in the face of what it could have been, gun violence. And that's where I think we are in this country, is just being able to face violence head on with just that God is bigger and he can transcend, or he may not. And we may lose our lives, but I think, you know, facing it may be something we're called to.
You're proclaiming a message of love, the love of Christ, being able to conquer all. I think we need more heralds like you to get the word out, and maybe through your students and their impact in the world of journalism, communicating hope and life and inspiration to people, direction. Doctor, you know, today people face challenges. They face difficult times. A lot of them come in the form of shock, you know, things that we can't prepare for. How would you say, as the Lord speaks to others through our own stories and testimonies, how would you say the Lord has helped you through difficult times?
I think He's shown me that He's there, and I've just seen in times when I've been in particular grief. I mentioned my grandfather. When my grandfather went to be with the Lord, I think one of the lowest points in my life. But in that grief, I can remember God being so close to me, and just almost I could almost feel His arms around me, just holding me, and just reminding me that He's there, that He will never leave me, and that He is my hope and my refuge. And that's something I've just seen over and over as difficult times come. God just shows me He's right there. And He said He would walk through the valley with us. You know, I've really made Psalm 23 something that I just cling to. When we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we need not fear evil, for He's with us.
Oh, the valleys of life. We all go through them. Some are on the northernmost part right now. Maybe you're at the peak of life. Well, congratulations. It's a blessing. Enjoy it. Soak it all in. I remember my dad telling me, you know, early on in my walk with the Lord, I used to begin to feel guilty when things were going well. And my dad, in the way that, you know, he has been and continues to just speak to me in simple yet profound terms, he says, enjoy these moments, son. Enjoy them. Praise the Lord for them, because it's not always going to be that way. There are going to be times when you're going to have great challenges. You're going to need to rely on the Lord evermore during those times. And so whether you are in the valley or at the peak or somewhere in between, the Lord is working in the process of your life. And if it so happens that at this particular moment you are in a valley, remember that it is in the valleys where some of the greatest growth takes place. It's very lush in the valleys, though it can sometimes be wet and cold. Growth is taking place. Would you receive that as a word of encouragement from both myself and Dr. Michael Longenau? One of the great things in life is to have friendships. Dr. Longenau and I have struck up a friendship by the grace of the Lord, and together we strike up friendship with you in this time of sharing heart to heart. When we come back from our break, Dr. Longenau will share more heart to heart things about from his own life relating to how the Lord has helped him, of course, through difficult times, but also how the Lord may help you and me in our moments today. Quick break, and when we come back, more from Dr. Michael Longenau. He's a professor at Biola University. To find out more about Biola, maybe you're a parent considering your child's schooling after they graduate from high school. Unique, Bible-based, Christ-centered educational experience at the collegiate level. First class, your children will be blessed. Maybe you want to consider that. Biola.edu. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
On a dark, howling winter night, 18-year-old Danny Yamashiro fell headfirst 400 feet from historic Poly Ridge. Massive head injuries, crushed organs, and a shattered ankle changed his life, becoming a radio host, pastor, author, and worldwide evangelist. In his book, Paradise Calls, Danny recounts his personal journey and how God turned debilitating depression, isolation, and failure into a calling that reaches hundreds of thousands.
New York Times bestselling author Stephen Mansfield writes, Danny Yamashiro's story reveals the power of this call so vibrantly that we are all infused with passion to take hold of our eternal purpose.
Get this riveting story as a free ebook today at the goodlifehawaii.com.
Johnny Erickson Tata says Danny Yamashiro has turned every challenge into a cherished opportunity to point people to Jesus.
Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and download Paradise Calls free today. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Programs like this one with Dr. Michael Longanau and others are in the process of expanding because of our Slice of the Good Life 90-second vignettes, which are expanding into markets across the United States and now going into 10 different states across the U.S. And to find out more, you can visit goodlifeslice.com and check this out. We need your help. We need your partnership to stand with us both financially as well as prayerfully. And go to thegoodlifehawaii.com to partner with us financially to take this program and more to more people in a very personal way. Now here's more with Dr. Michael Longanau.
I've really made Psalm 23 something that I just cling to. When we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we need not fear evil, for he's with us. And Jesus' name, one of his many names, is Emmanuel, God is with us. And so that's something I've really held on to.
One who walks closely with the Lord. Certainly, walking close to the Lord doesn't always mean our lives are unscathed. So you, being one who have experienced deep, deep sorrow, loss, the shock of change, someone today, Dr. Longanau, is facing some giants in their life, and their emotions are weak, and maybe their finances are drying up or have already dried up. Perhaps their relationships, or one key relationship, is on the brink of a breakup, and as much as their relationship is on the brink of breakup, their heart is shattered in pieces. That or some other trying moment that someone is going through, what would you say to someone going through a tough time right now?
I think I would say that God is your refuge. I would give, depending on the circumstances that they're going through, I love to recommend Psalms. Psalm 46 is one that I have just really been resonating with in the last year or so. Psalm 73 and Psalm 37, it's easy to remember, you just invert those numbers. Those two psalms, to me, give perspective when it seems like the enemy is winning, and when the world system that seems to attack everything God stands for seems to be just putting us down. When bad guys win, those are two psalms that I've just given to students, and it seems to really resonate with them. So that's what I would say, and then I would just say that there's a place for taking our grief to God and just waiting in His presence, and He's there, and His heart is for those who are suffering and who are grieving. He knows our tears, and He will hold us. He won't take away the pain necessarily, but He's with us in that pain. Because Jesus suffered everything we have, and yet without sin. So he's our great high priest, and He knows. He's praying for us.
Doctor, in these final moments, as you've shared those words of strength and comfort and hope, could you say a prayer for someone today who's in that moment?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Please.
Yeah. Lord Jesus, we come knowing that You know us, You made us, and You came to die for our sins on the cross so that we could forever be with You. And so I just bring before You my brothers and sisters who are suffering, who feel grief so heavy that they can't even articulate it to anyone. I just pray You would be with them. I pray You would wrap Your arms so tightly around them that they know that You love them, that You'll never let them go. I pray You'd be their peace, their refuge, their strength, their comfort. And I pray that they would sense Your voice whispering in their ear that You delight in them and You love them. So we commit these things to You, knowing that You hear us.
Yes.
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus' name. Amen. Doctor, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us. It's such a and to talk about such sensitive things in life, and yet relevant to what's going on in our lives today. Dr. Michael Longenow, thank you so much. It's been a blessing to have you with us, and let's stay in touch. I hope you have been encouraged by the story of Dr. Michael Longenow. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so yourself, this is the perfect moment to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.com, click the Get to Know Jesus tab to find out more. And to help us with your financial support and make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click the Partners tab. Proverbs 18 verse 10 says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest today, Dr. Michael Longenow. Find out more at biola.edu. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just